Yes, I would like to consider continue the conversation about the safety on the streets with the residents requesting stop signs or speed bumps or something. I understand, you know, the parameters that the city has to deal with, but I think we need to be proactive when the residents are saying, "Help us, our kids can't safely play." What alternatives are there? And I know Mr. Rother and his team have really spent a lot of time, but I just can't help but think there's got to be some kind of a solution to the neighborhoods who just all they're asking from the city is that the streets are safe for their children to play. So I would like to continue this conversation as a future agenda item, please. What am I going to tell these residents that keep saying, help us keep our safe? What do you want me to tell them?
That's why
I can tell them that right now it's coming before P&Z for them to review and see what steps can be taken.
When?
All right.
When?
Mr. Sims, do we have a timeline? No.
I will say that there's a joint meeting on May 11 between this body and the Planning and Zoning where they present their plan of work. And I think they're certainly open to you guys setting priorities.
And you said that's May 11th?
May 11th. Right?